As we know, many Republican incumbents were turned out of Congress in this week's election. One who survived is Representative Christopher Shays of Connecticut, who joins us next. He was one of the early backers of the war in Iraq. But during a tough re-election campaign, he emphasized that he was calling for Secretary Rumsfeld's resignation from the Defense Department and also that he wanted a timeline for progress in Iraq. Congressman Shays, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Secretary Rumsfeld is gone. What will you be looking for from his nominated successor, Robert Gates?
Cooperation with Congress. Secretary Rumsfeld from day one did not cooperate, did not interact in a way that was helpful. I mean, he would come and give reports, but reluctant to provide information, even to those who were supporting the effort and were, in a sense, on his side, even with Democrats who were supporting his effort.
You were seen as changing your stance on the war in Iraq this fall, becoming much more critical of the administration. Do you think that other Republicans would have won re-election if they'd done the same?
Well, I mean, first off, let me address that. I know how it was seen, but from day one, I said I would say where the truth took me. I said we made huge mistakes the first 12 months, actually the first 6 months. When we transferred power in June of 2004, we started to make progress. We were no longer the occupying nation. Then we had 18 months of incredible success. In 2005, the Iraqis did amazing things. But in 2006, they started to tread water. They had no timelines. And that's when I believed that staying the course was simply foolish. To answer your question more directly, it was crazy for us by July and August to say staying the course made sense.
Do you think that the Republicans who have won re-election and who will be returning to Congress will be fully behind a change in courts and not just a change in personnel, which we've already seen?
Oh, absolutely, because what I encountered were that when I said we needed a timeline to transfer power to the Iraqis in patrolling the streets, in other words, get our men off the streets, our men and women, and have the Iraqis do it and start to tell the Iraqis they need a timeline for reconciliation and federalism and who gets the oil. I had a number of Republicans who said, I agree, and after the election, I'm going to be talking about the same thing. And I had Democrats who said, I can't work with you, you're a Republican, you're targeted, but after the election, we need to get together on a bipartisan basis.
Well, maybe this is the hardest question, Congressman Shays. You've said that winning this war is extremely important. But if you set a timeline and turn over responsibility to Iraqis, does that mean that you have to be prepared at some point to walk away, even if the war and the new government turn out to be failures?
Oh, we have to be prepared to do that. The only way we're going to get the Iraqis to do the heavy lifting is for them to know that we will leave even prematurely if they're not willing to do their part. They did their part in 2005. They had elections. They created a government. They created a constitution. They ratified the constitution. They elected a government under that constitution.
Well, could that cause the disaster that President Bush has been warning against?
Well, but we'll have a disaster either way. If the bottom line to the whole point of my warning timelines is to get the Iraqis to do this year what they did last year. And if they're willing to do what they did last year, if the Sunnis and Shias are willing to work out some of their differences, a lot of the fighting stops.
Okay.
The point is the Iraqis have got to start to do some of the heavy lifting they've been unwilling to do this year.
Well, Congressman Shays, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Christopher Shays is a Republican representative from Connecticut, a position he will continue to hold after winning re-election on Tuesday. He won his 11th term in Congress. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.